In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please sit. It will stop raining. So thank you for coming in the rain. I've been walking my dog this week and the rain has been relentless. Mind you, there are some advantages for me because towards the end of the month, I off to Switzerland to do my chaplaincy. People say, you're going skiing. I say, no, I'm going to become chaplain in Switzerland for a few weeks. The wonderful thing about the rain in the lower lands means that there's snow in the mountains. So every day I go onto the webcams in Switzerland and see the snow. Thank you for coming today. We celebrate those who are more senior in years today in this story. And thank you for those people here who have been faithful over decades. Ordinary people like you have prayed and stayed and you've kept the ministry. Our church flourishes. But the reason it flourishes is because people like you have stayed, been faithful, and prayed over many decades. In one sense, we have our own Simeon and Anna here at St. Andrew's. Enid is our Anna. I don't know whether she's certainly not maybe that age, but she's wonderfully faithful. She's always here, I can tell you, praying. And David is our Simeon. So thank you. I can guarantee every morning when I'm here, often arriving a little late, they will be here praying. So thank you for your faithfulness, ordinary people who keep ministry going. Simeon said this remarkable prayer called the Nunc Dimittis, now depart. He says this thing because he's been waiting for the Messiah. He's been waiting for the Saviour to come. And bear in mind that he goes into the temple and there are a multitude, maybe thousands of people there. And these things happen routinely all day long. Children being brought, sacrifice. The place is like a huge marketplace. But one day, suddenly something different happens. Despite the multitude of children which are always there and the people and the sacrifice and the throng every day, one day, suddenly, there's another child that they discern is different. And it says that Simeon sees salvation. He sees salvation. He sees salvation. He sees salvation. Suddenly, his heart is uplifted. He senses a deep peace. He sees salvation. And he says, now I can die in peace. He sees salvation, now he can die in peace. Today all of us will die. It's guaranteed. So one of the greatest consolations for you like Simeon is to look at the cross and see salvation. Because whenever it comes to any of us, we can die in peace. Like Simeon, Nunc Dimittis, we can depart in peace because we have seen salvation. So we need not fear death. Close to home today, we had news of a family friend, my daughter particularly. She went to pray with her last week. Young mum with three children. The youngest is two. She died last night. Three young children. She died last night. Her name is written in our prayers here in Starlink today. Lizzie. She died last night. And I pray today that the prayer of Simeon for them, now Lord, let your servant go in peace, that somehow that family will see salvation despite their loss. Wow. When Barbara told me this morning in the kitchen, my heart sank. Dear Enid prayed at the 8 o'clock for Lizzie. My heart sank. Pray all of us, even in whatever circumstances today, we can depart from this place in peace, and we can depart from this life in peace. We can see salvation because of who he is and what he's done. We can trust this. Thank you for those people who've been faithful. One thing I've noticed, by the way, as I've got older, people think I'm less interesting. What do I mean by that? I become more anonymous. And let's pray that we don't take the folks here who are senior, who have contributed so much, who bring so much wisdom to the ministry, that we don't take them for granted. I went to a meeting not long ago, and I've been to many meetings since. And I noticed that people don't talk to me as much as they used to. And I said to Barbara, why is that? She said, it's because you're getting older and you've become less interesting. Isn't that sad? And I think she's right. For the first time, I've noticed that people don't want to encounter me because maybe they think, well, he's not interested, he's getting old, he's bored and whatever. He's, you know, who is he? How sad. And for those people, by the way, who've retired recently, you've got a lot to give. Your job didn't define who you were. You still are, most importantly, a child of God with so much wisdom and life skill to contribute to the ministry here. So thank you for being here. Ordinary people who've given their days, who are now retired, and one day I will retire this year, but still I've got so much to give. So forgive us, folks here, who have got older, and maybe you feel that we've taken you for granted and we think you're less interested. It's not the case. You have got so much to give, and we want to value and trust and embolden your ministry and your wisdom of years. We need you here. You're as important as everybody. So forgive us for those of us maybe that have grown older. We've taken hugely for granted. Forgive us for that. You know, one of the great gifts of these two people, Simeon and Anna, it says that Simeon was anointed by the Holy Spirit. All of a sudden, with the throng and the crowd and the animals and the sacrifice and the multitude, he could spot something other people didn't. He sees salvation. You see, he is empowered by the Holy Spirit. He's a longing in his heart, and he sees something that others do not see, because he has what the holy gifts of the Holy Spirit are called, the gift of discernment. He can suss things out. He's a prophet in one sense, like Anna. He's a seer in old language. He can see things that other people do not see. And he sees this baby. And let me ask you this, if there is one gift of the Spirit that we need in the church more than ever, it's the gift of us to be able to discern and make right choices. You need it. This community needs it. The church needs it. Our world needs it. So how do we make choices in such a complex world? With the impact of social media and the news and the complexity, be it Iran or Iraq or Gaza or the United States or Minnesota, how do we make decisions about the complexity of so much that we face, the multitude of messages that come our way which distract and confuse and darken our hearts and certainly don't bring light? How do we make decisions? We need to ask the Holy Spirit to give us the gift of discernment so that we know where we should place our vote or put our money or make a decision or back this or that. We need the gift of discernment. So later on, when I pray the prayer, send your Holy Spirit on your people, I pray most of all of us that as we go into this week, that we will not just be emboldened by the Spirit, but we will have the ability to make right choices for our family and our friends and our community, that we will see the news and we will be seers like Simeon, so that we can discern what is going on. We will be able to suss things out, as Simeon and Anna were able to do. To finish. By the way, thank God for candles. When I first came here as parish priest 14 years ago, one of the first things I did was ask the PCC to put a votive candle stand over in the corner there, and we had money donated by a wonderful former attender from here, and daily people now come and light candles, candle mass. Historically, over the years, on this day, people would have brought candles into church and taken them back home because they were reliant on the simple heat of wax given by bees and the light and the warmth of a candle at home. So thank God for candles. And there's a little handout today. Read it. A Prayseed sermon on Candlemas for you to take with you. Now depart. Now depart. On Monday night, I went to the family of a dying mother. One of the most wonderful privileges of being a parish priest, called to the home. Will you come? She'd lingered for a week. I said, be aware that as I've say these final prayers and anoint her, that it won't be long that she will finally go. They seemed surprised at that, but that's what happened. And I said this prayer, the Nunc Dimittis, now, Lord, let your servant go in peace, that even Mary, as I had anointed her, could see salvation, didn't need to fear death. Dear Mary died some hours later with the family around her. What a privilege. These things that we encounter here today are real. As I say, week by week, they can be trusted. Thank you, those people here today who have kept the ministry going over decades, and for the maturity that we have in this parish. The young, yes, wonderful, but also those who are senior, who've made so much part of our life. And as we go into this week, pray that the Holy Spirit will anoint you with the gift of discernment so that you will make right choices in your workplace, in your community, in your family life, in your going out and your coming in, so that we will see salvation. Amen.
Let us pray for the church and for the world, and let us thank God for his goodness. In these prayers this morning, we will separate each of the sections. I will say, God of light, and would you join me, please, in saying, shine your light into our lives. God of light, shine your light into our lives. Today we recall the presentation of Jesus in the temple and the beginning of Jesus' life of love, service, and redemption for all mankind. Father God, may we open our hearts and minds to him as we bring our cares and concerns for your world and your people. We thank you for the life and witness of Simeon and Anna. Through faith, they were looking forward to the promise of a messenger who, as Malachi foretold, would change and purify the world. Lord, help us to use their example in our own lives, to see the promises and changes you want to bring about in our lives, in our service to you. Help us to trust you when our way forward is confused and uncertain. God of light, shine your light into our lives. But what if Simeon had not been in the temple when Mary and Joseph came for their ritual purification? Lord, we know that this was no chance meeting. We learn from the gospel writer Luke that Simeon was guided by your Holy Spirit. Lord, help us to be open to that same guidance in our lives. Help us to realize that the Holy Spirit is not set aside for specially holy people, but is there waiting and wanting to work within each of us to guide and encourage us. Lord, through our prayer and reading of your word, may we welcome the Holy Spirit into our lives so that we make right choices in our lives. Lord, bring us closer to you. God of light, shine your light into our lives. It would be an underestimate to say we would be underestimating if we said that both Simeon and Anna were pleased about their encounter with the baby Jesus, the future saviour of the world. Their excitement and thanks manifested in an outward burst of praise to God. Help us to reflect our praise to God for so many blessings that he showers upon us. Let us cherish those special moments in our singing and in our prayers and in our worship, so that we see more clearly that God has been at work in our lives, and may we respond with heartfelt thanks and praise. God of light, shine your light into our lives. Simeon realized that the baby in the arms of Mary was the saviour of the world. Simeon proclaims, "Let me depart in peace," and declares that Jesus will become a light to the Gentiles and the people of Israel. And yet this prophecy still awaits fulfillment in our world today. There is darkness and a lack of peace in so many places. We pray for our world and the moral and political disputes that increasingly make peace a distant hope. Father God, move in the hearts of those who have the power to bring peace. We plead with you especially for your healing light to bring peace to Ukraine, to Gaza, where despite the ceasefire, violence has broken out again. Bring peace to Iran. We pray for the thousands of families in Iran who have lost loved ones in the recent protests. And we pray for the powerful leaders of this world, for three presidents so often in the news, Trump, Xi, and Putin, that their motivation may be for the peace and prosperity of the world. God of light, shine your light into our lives. Simeon exclaimed, "My eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples." Lord, help us never to forget that we are here now simply because we want to be saved. We need to be saved. Guide us and strengthen us in the certain knowledge that each of us saved through the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. Forgive us when this promise seems far removed from our daily lives because of despair, sickness, indifference, and worry. We pray in the quietness of our minds for all those who we know that have need of you. We pray for those who need your healing touch listed in Starlink, and for others known only to us. We pray for the family of Lizzie Uday, who, as Lyndon mentioned, died a few days ago, the mother of three young children. We pray, Lord, that you will surround them by your love and support. We thank you for the lives of those who have gone before us. And this week we remember especially with thanksgiving the anniversaries of Alice Wood, Lilith Grayson, Dorothy Slater, and Ivy Cunningham. God of light, shine your light into our lives. Thank you, Lord, for the life and example of Anna, faithfully serving in the temple for so many years, immediately witnessing to those around her about Jesus. Help us to follow her example and show to this community of Roxbourne that we too are witnesses to the saving power of the long-awaited Messiah. Bless Lyndon, Barbara, and David in their ministry here. God of light, shine your light into our lives. Simeon saw God's salvation in a little child. Our eyes can see God's salvation too, because Jesus is at work in this church, in our community, and throughout the world. Lord, thank you for the promise that one day we will stand before you with hearts cleansed by your forgiving love. And so we will come by your grace to inherit eternal life. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.